Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to BreakingNewsShow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. The Order of Jamaica awarded to Dr. Honorable Edmund Bartlett on National Heroes Day. The Honorable Dr. Edmund Bartlett, the longest-serving Minister of Tourism in the world, was recognized yesterday in Jamaica by his home country on National Heroes Day with the Order of Jamaica. "It's a great feeling," Minister Bartlett said, explaining why. In Britain, the Honorable Minister of Tourism Dr. Edmund Bartlett would now be addressed as the Honorable Sir Minister of Tourism. Monday, Jamaica's Prime Minister addressed the Jamaican people on National Heroes Day. "As we commemorate another Heroes Day, we stand on the shoulders of giants, our national heroes, whose sacrifices have paved the way for the progress we now celebrate as a nation. We stand on their shoulders to see the vision for our country. And from the ruins of history, we will build a successful and prosperous country fulfilling the vision of our forefathers and national heroes." National Heroes Day is a public holiday each year to honor those great Jamaicans who, by their work and often ultimate sacrifice, revolted against slavery, secured our freedom, fought for equal rights and justice, guided our independence, resisted oppression, and, in so doing, inspired a revolution and an awakening of self-pride. Global tourism resilience must have played a significant role in Dr. Honorable Edmund Bartlett's receiving the Order of Jamaica, OJ, on Monday, National Heroes Day in this island nation known for reggae music and people having a great time. The Order of Jamaica is the fifth of the six orders in the Jamaican Honours System. The order was established in 1969 and is considered the equivalent of a knighthood in the British Honours System. Membership in the order can be conferred upon any Jamaican citizen of outstanding distinction. "Frankly, it's a great feeling," Dr. Bartlett told the local media, reflecting on the award he will receive officially next week on Monday, National Heroes Day. Bartlett says this national acknowledgement stands out as one of the most humbling moments of his career, as he sees this recognition by his home country. Bartlett says, "It carries a unique significance." Dr. Bartlett has received many international awards, including the World Tourism Network Heroes Recognition. eTurbonews.com. Tourism Minister Dr. Edmund Bartlett's path to being awarded the Order of Jamaica, OJ, showcases his lifelong dedication to serving the public and the tourism sector. The minister's global standing as a tourism leader spans decades and worldwide. He has been one of the most recognized and experienced travel and tourism leaders. Many others go to him when they need advice. Therefore, he established the Global Tourism Resilience and Crisis Management Center, GTRCMS, and is credited for the United Nations establishing Global Tourism Resilience Day on February 17. GTRCMS opened satellite crisis management centers in regions around the world. Jamaica has contributed to crucial global tourism issues more than any other country. Dr. Bartlett explained to the Jamaica Sunday Gleaner, "The idea is not only to predict disruptions, like earthquakes, pandemics, or economic shifts, but also to manage them effectively when they arise." The Honorable D. Edmund Bartlett entered the world of Jamaican politics when he was 49 years old and has served his country for 49 years. Under his leadership, Jamaica is now a key player in global tourism policy. Dr. Bartlett has played a crucial role in enhancing Jamaica's tourism sector by emphasizing improving workers' skills and providing social security. In 2017, he took the lead in implementing a program that enabled secondary school students to acquire associate degrees in hospitality and customer service, raising the industry's level of expertise. Many other nations now regard this program as a benchmark for their initiatives. Dr. Bartlett has played a crucial role in developing the Tourism Workers' Pension Plan. He takes pride in originating the plan's concept back in 2010. Under his leadership, the plan has been enacted into law and has amassed over $3 billion, US $19 million, in contributions. It now benefits more than 10,000 tourism workers, offering them a reliable retirement safety net while also enhancing the industry's professionalism. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.